The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, we've been hearing a lot this morning about people with long pockets and short arms. There are lots of texts coming in about the stingy folk in our lives. Writer Seamus O'Rourke has had enough of tight, mean, scabby people.
Here's to you. Born in the shadow of tightness and inter-county standard misery, I now look across the bar and envy the general lack of goodwill and generosity when it comes to buying your round, especially at this time of year.
Oh, what can we put you down for, sir?
Nothing.
You wish to be anonymous?
I wish to be left alone.
I've longed for these Christmas parties and work dues where blatant exhibitions of scabbiness and wallet nursing are rampant, the shy acting and counterphobia making conditions difficult for thirsty staff.
I don't make merry myself at Christmas, and I can't afford to make idle people merry.
A standoff ensues as the pockets remain pure and untouched by human hands. The I'm only having the one vouchers at the ready, or no, I'm driving, I couldn't possibly buy a drink, or those who wait till the company is fully drunk and then come in with a half-hearted, is anyone ready for another? Of course, being from Leitrim, I could never be accused of meanness. Being from Leitrim gives one the perfectly low moral standing attributed to tight-fistedness in general, without the general risk of becoming part of that hateful band who never tap, insert or revolute. Nobody would expect us mere amateurs to amount to anything close to our tight neighbours who can peel an orange in their pocket while knocking a week out of a second-hand sucky sweet. No, we are happy here, standing well back, lurking in the shadows of thrift, claiming we don't get out too often and couldn't possibly know our place. And from this low vantage point, we see the silent boards of prey, the wives, the partners, the entourage who never buy a round, yet have a huge capacity to take on brandy and full bottles of Diet Coke, a tenner a skate, or maybe even worse, all without the aid of purse or sock. These extravagant sidekicks are driving the round buyer to new levels of deceit, and often have to break their puckered silence and ask out loud for another full bottle of Diet Coke to go with the brandy that you've just bought. In 1803, when cabin man Tony Ned Brady, one of the no-not-for-me Bradys of Corliss Bratton, came up with the new centrepiece to the humble Polo Mint, previously known as the Mint Without the Hole, this brand new air-conditioned centre of the suite was to be Cavan's gift of nothing, which was up there with the invention of the wheel, the electric carver knife and 00 beer. And yet another reminder that stinginess and frugal application is alive and well and kicking up the hill. So here's to those who stand there round. Here's to you if you're buying, which only begs one question. Could I get another Coke with that?
Seamus O'Rourke there. Well, we're approaching the end of the programme and we had our competition about stinginess and tightness and various experiences people have had with gifts at Christmas and so on. Lots of entries have come in. Another one here says, an Aer Lingus toothbrush and paste from a transatlantic flight is what I got from an aunt. One says, I once got a box of milk tray chocolates with the bottom tray empty. And another says, I was given the quality street sweets that the person didn't want in a plastic bag as a present. But thank you so much for all of the entries. But the winner of that Wineport Lodge weekend is this one. And it says, my uncle lives abroad. He sends Christmas cards home in a large envelope to our house and asks us to deliver them to our neighbours and save him buying stamps. Extraordinary. There you go. And thanks very much for all of those who entered. That's the end of the show for this week. The show was produced by Aideen McLaughlin and Emma Laffin. Our broadcast coordinator was Rachel Kelly and Niall McMonagall was on sound. Until next week, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.